Yes, and we're back for another episode
of Puff and Vern.
I'm in front of the sign. So it go.
Back at it again. Yo, Puff, enough long talking. Run the
show. Back
truth.
Once again. Back once again. Puff.
And Vern. And Vern. Yes, we're back for another episode, Puff and Vern. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm feeling good. I'm doing good personally. Feeling good personally. I don't know about the Raptors, but I know Vern is feeling good personally.
The Raptors, they're not looking too great right now. I think we're looking to the future. We're going for the number one draft pick, it seems. Or at least Boston has that locked up.
At least the top five. Oh, man. At least the top five pick.
It looks right? The way we're going, it looks like that's what we're going towards.
Listen, Puff. Right? I have to be this jovial because Raptors just came off a very long five-game losing streak.
We're recording this right after seeing the Houston Rockets destroy the Raptors.
Oh, well,
they lose by almost 30 points or something.
Let's not talk about that one. Let's just talk about the game where the Raptors beat the Bulls. Jordan Noir. Yeah, but I had 17 points.
It's like these guys, but the problem is the Raptors lose two or three and then win one. And you look at those odds. They're not going anywhere.
No. Those are the perfect odds to win the lottery.
The top three pick? We're looking for another number four? Another Scotty? We traded for a whole bunch of draft picks. So hopefully we get something.
If our pick falls out the top 10. Mm-hmm. Actually, no. If ours falls out the top six.
It goes
to the Spurs.
Yeah.
Right? So that's why I don't mind that we lose because we're going to retain our pick.
Besides, I'm not tanking. I'm not wasting Scotty years. But I don't mind a higher draft pick with these losses.
We don't. In the process, right? Because we have decent players. It's a matter of time before we turn it around.
The guy that we got is Jordan Moore.
Right? I heard that man said originally he's a Raptor fan. Those are hard to find. And he wants to be a part of the team. And the last two games before the Houston game, he was balling.
Yeah, he did play. He's playing well.
Balling. 24 in the loss, 17 in the thing. But again, we're rebuilding.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Yeah. It's a rebuild. Raptors, there's not much to talk about.
I know.
Other than Scotty, I want Scotty to make the All-Star team. Other than that, there's not much to talk about.
All right, let's go on. Let's talk about around the league.
Let me light this spliff while we wrap up the Raptors review.
Wrap it up. Light them on fire, Vern. Light them up.
More fire up on the Raptors right now. Yeah. We're not burning you down, Raptors. We're just burning down the losing right now. But we know why that is.
Yeah.
But anyhow.
Let's go around the league. So, Vern, Embiid. I want to talk about Embiid first. So, we're here
before,
about it.
Before we talk about Embiid, I gotta give respect to Russell Westbrook. Russell Westbrook, 25,000 point club.
Oh hell yeah, that's big. That's
Russ,
big.
Russ, you did your thing. Russ, you did your thing.
He did his thing for real. Yeah, it's good to see Russell Westbrook in a good place now. It seems like the Clippers are clicking right now. They're moving nice. Russ is in a good spot. Harding's in a good spot. It seems like it's a good play for all of them that are there now. Even Kawhi's playing. He's not injured.
Yeah, man.
He's playing.
It's definitely a good
dangerous
play for them.
Team. They're hitting their stride.
Definitely, brother.
But it's crazy. See, Russ gets his 25,000, and Bron's about to hit 40,000. This is like crazy. It's just crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy, right? That's crazy. Oh my god.
Yeah, so let's move on. Anything else? Move on. I want to talk about Embiid. Embiid is now injured. They say he has a torn meniscus now. Not looking good. I don't know when he's gonna come back from that. He was balling out this season. It seemed like the team got fined when he didn't play against Denver. And now look, the next game he tried to play and he gets injured. Do you think that had anything to do with the 65 game limit in order to get All NBA and MVP?
Yeah, because it had to. He rushed back. But again, this one's a hard one. This one's a very hard one because Embiid is such a big part of the Sixers. But also, you rush back because you wanna win the MVP and you wanna hit those games.
Yeah.
So you came back too early and you're probably done for the season.
Yep, that's sad. But the thing is, now look at it. But I see the players did agree to this new clause where you cannot get All NBA or MVP if you don't play at least 65 games. But honestly, in a league where it's like, yo, do you think they want to be injured? Like, they look at it like Kawhi wasn't playing and Kawhi's trying to this, but Kawhi was really mashed up. Like, Kawhi was really injured.
It stemmed beyond Kawhi, though. Right? Because remember when Pop used to do it for Tim Duncan? Tim Duncan was nowhere hurt.
True.
Manu Ginobili.
They
them man were fully healthy and they were doing it. So that started the process, right? When they got to the Raptors were smart about it, how they did it. But then everyone started double load management and then it's just spiral. So I would have did 70 games, but 65. Imagine this, Puff. Me and you spend our money to go watch LeBron or one of these men play, and they don't show up. And they're only in your arena city once.
Yep. I'm pissed. I fully understand that. But the thing is really and truly, the player... Honestly, I don't know, because they talk about it two ways. Like, sometimes Tatum will say, like, it's a coach's them that's saying, oh, you're running hot. You play too much games until you need to sit and rest. And they're like, nah, I'm healthy. I want to go play. So... a lot of the players I see, they're fighting against it. Sometimes the coach is trying to get the most out of their players.
Yeah, something needs to change because, listen, man, the NBA, the brand of NBA that we used to watch back in the day, man's don't miss games.
No, they don't.
If you go look at like the star players and you did an average of their game, they're averaging at least like in the 75 games played every year.
I think it needs to get back to 78. The point, if the person is injured, don't play.
Yeah.
That's
don't
it.
Don't play.
Don't play. If you could play, play.
Play. But I did hear one unique take on this whole thing of how to keep it instead of implementing a designated number of games to hit, right? Because if you look at it, right, say, for instance, you take the scoring title. Right now, Embiid is leading in the scoring title race, right? He's averaging 30-something points a game, okay? But if you look over the totality of the season, a player like Shea has more points than him because I play more games, right? You could take that and somehow massage it into this towards the awards, and you could look at the end of the year and be like, okay, how much game do you play? How much you average? Okay, this man played more minutes, so okay, he's qualified. He played the 70.
Yeah.
Sorry, buddy.
Yeah, I see two sides of
instead
it.
So
because a lot of their money is tied up with these stats. So now they have to try to hit those stats to get the money, the increase. Like, it's hard.
Yeah, because there are kickers in the contract.
It's hard because should be about the NBA team winning. It shouldn't be about that man getting most points and that guy getting certain how many plays.
Exactly.
It shouldn't be about that, but. The way the money runs and the contracts, how they're set up,
the collective bargaining.
Exactly. That's what happens. People are following. Yo, it's sad, though, because it's becoming more of a stats. I need to hit my stats and this and that instead of a team game. It's like, yo, the whole goal is for us as a team to win.
Yeah. It's like before, it's like, you would win MVP, but then you would have to be the best player on the best team with the best record.
Yeah.
That's simple enough, bro. That's simple enough.
Yeah. That's simple enough. But then again, it's hard when you have a man like LeBron carrying a team that's not the number one, but he's basically carrying a whole entire team.
Right. Yeah, man, them like Jokic and them people. Yeah, that's true.
It's interesting.
Definitely true.
It's just sad to see that he had to force himself back instead of resting and being ready, because he could have rested and took time to come back, and the team would have still been in a good place, and he had been ready for playoffs.
But with him... right, he's missed so many games that he has like he could only miss six more games, and then he's not qualified for any awards.
You obviously is missing them six games.
Like, of course, because you're legitimately injured. Yeah. You are legitimately injured.
That's
so
hard. That's hard. But
yeah,
it's interesting. We'll see how that goes. We'll see what how it plays out at the end of the year. Who gets the awards and who gets all NBA and who gets actually their money.
Listen, to end it to end that topic, they got no one to blame but themselves.
Who? The players?
Players, you voted for 65. I would have voted for 70.
What? So five, yes,
that, now you're seeing that 5 games does make a difference.
No, you had. You're saying 70. You have to play 70 games. They're saying you have to play in 65. I thought you were going to reduce 70, it to
70.
60.
I said I would say 70, but they signed a contract in the players' agreement for 65 games. I agree with Chuck.
I don't understand. Like, so you think they need to play more games?
No. So I would say, right, see that they put the cap at 65. You have to play at least 65 games, yes. A minimum of 65 games to be the award.
Yes.
I would say they should have made it 70 games.
Why? Why right? More games?
Hey, because you look at it right now. These players are mashups. So the extra five games.
No, but Vern, you don't understand. Like, if you have to play more games, you have less games that you could miss.
Oh, I'm saying, like, you could only miss, what? Well, what is it? You can only miss 65
no,
games?
No, you have to play in 65 games. That means you have to, you only can miss, what, 16 games?
Yeah. So what well, suppose that, what's the difference between 65 and 70?
16, 17 games. Well, no, but what you're saying 70, that means they have less games that they can miss. If you say they have to play 70 games, they only can miss 12. If they can, 65, they can miss 17.
Yeah. They should have made it a little bit more, y'all. They should have maybe just missed 20 games.
So you're saying
bro.
They should have went to 60 games.
Or so, yeah, 60 or 70, 60. Yeah. I must be thinking about it wrong.
I was like, what do you mean? You want that man? Yeah. Yo, you're going the opposite way. Anyways, let's move on to the next. What do you want to talk about? What's the topic you want to bring up?
Who do you think got snubbed?
From the All-Star?
The All-Star reserves came out. There's a couple of people out there that's kind of vexed. Who do you think got snubbed?
Okay, let's go to the West first. I'm going to give you the list. In the West, there's Kevin Durant. So the All-Star starters are Kevin Durant from Phoenix, Nikola Jokic, Denver, LeBron, L.A., Luka Doncic from Dallas, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander from OKC. And then the bench is Steph Curry, Anthony Davis, Devin Booker, Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, Karl Anthony Towns, and Anthony Davis. So honestly, that list is dangerous. It's hard to see who on that list, first of all, shouldn't be on that list. I can't see any one of them saying, no, that individual did not play well this year and shouldn't be on the list. So it's hard to say who got snubbed.
Paul George.
You think Paul George shouldn't be on that list?
I'm just throwing a name out. Paul George. De'Aaron Fox.
I know. Well, Paul George is on the list.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. You said, I'm like...
Oh, you're saying
say
Paul
name,
George.
Paul George.
No, but for real, you think Paul George should not be on that list?
Yeah. I'd give it to a De'Aaron Fox or
over
a
Paul George?
Sabonis. Yeah. What's Paul George's average this year?
I don't know, but he's playing well. But then again, you're seeing
he is
more,
playing well.
You're seeing more highlights of Harden.
I'm not mad. I'm not mad at the Paul George because you reward winning, right?
Okay,
they're
I understand what you're
in
saying.
The West.
Yes. Right? Paul George is playing nice, but Fox... He's actually the leader on that team, and they're still playing well. I see what you're saying.
You can see it. You can see a few names, but again, these names
are the rest
solid.
Of those
like,
guys
can't argue.
Are leading their team.
You can't
Paul
argue
George
with this list.
Could be the one that, is not necessarily.
The only other man that you could probably question outside of Paul George, the only other one that you could actually say you're going to question, I would say it's Karl Anthony Towns.
Yeah,
that's the only other one that you could be like, I don't know.
Pretty much every other one are like number ones on their team.
Yeah.
All
number
of
ones
them.
Are number two. Yeah, pretty much.
And it's hard with Devin Booker and Kevin Durant. They're both number ones on a team.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, I guess you'll say Karl Anthony Towns, Kawhi, but
Yeah.
But the only one in the George, West I think got snubbed is Fox.
Yeah.
Fox is playing amazing. I'm surprised he's not All-Star. I think
the West is always loaded.
Number one on that. Anyways, let's move on to the East. So on East, the starters are Giannis, Jason Tatum, Joel Embiid, Damian Lillard, Tyrese Haliburton. And in the bench is Jalen Brunson, Donovan Mitchell, Tyrese Maxey, Julius Randle, Jaylen Brown, Bam Adebayo, and Paolo Banchero. Paolo Banchero from Orlando. That guy's
Orlando.
So first of all, any of those guys you think could have been skipped?
Okay. So
the only one I see maybe Bam.
The starting lineup, I would have put Jalen Brunson. But again,
over.
You know what I mean? Over. Dame, man. Like, Dame.
True. Really over Dame. Not Halliburton, but Dame. But then again, the starting lineup is a lot of votes. There's a lot of votes.
I know. I know. That's so that I'm good with that. But who would I take off this team? Actually, it's a solid list. It's a solid list. You could say Trae Young. You could say hold on. Before I say Trae Young, sorry, I forgot to go back out west. Shangul. Yeah, we could move on now. The Houston guy. I like him. I like Shangul. You could say Trae Young, right? Because he's averaging his season is average is better than when he was an all-star last year. So you
the only
look
person
at that.
I would say is Trae. And a long one, I would say Scotty Barnes.
I would say Scotty, you know what I mean? Because Scotty's putting up some...
He's playing well.
Pretty good numbers.
But there's
pretty
still
good, some really
room
good numbers
for improvement.
Right? And you could see it. And you could see it. So that's why...
Especially
I think that, and that's why they build around him, because they could see that.
Yeah.
They see it.
Well, I would say Trae. But then again, you say there's injuries now. We're looking at...
No, one more. I'm sorry. I would have to, this man is playing ball. He's playing ball. Ever since he shaved off his head, remember his hairline used to be back here? Ever since he shaved his head, Derek White, I'll give it to Derek.
White is playing really well.
Right? Because they're the number one seed. And remember that year when Atlanta had four players in the All-Star game?
Yeah.
I'd give it to White. If someone gets injured, I wouldn't be surprised if Derek White gets the call.
If somebody get injured, we just talked about the injury.
There's two, actually. There's two. Embiid
and kite guy. Vern don't know where he is right now.
I'm on Puff and Vern. I'm shooting Puff and Vern.
Joel Embiid most likely won't be available. And Julius Randle with a dislocated shoulder most likely will not be available. So there's two spots. So hopefully, I think Trae would pick up one of them. I'm thinking it's going to be one of those three. I think most likely it may be White and Trae. Scotty might have to wait another year before he becomes a perennial all-star. But we'll see how it goes.
Yeah. But what do you think? This is why I love the all-star game and selecting all-stars, because I love the first-year all-star. Love the first-year all-stars. Jalen Brunson, well-deserved.
Jalen Brunson, well-deserved.
Tyrese Maxey, well-deserved.
Tyrese Maxey, the man scored 51 the other day.
Well-deserved.
Well-deserved.
Well-deserved, boy. Yeah. Paolo.
Yeah, Paolo Banchero, killing it. He's killing
all the
it
first
right
year
now.
Guys.
That's nice. It's nice.
All the first-year guys is nice. So, yeah, man, it's good to see.
Yeah, I think that's all the first years. So everybody else has been there already.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good. Oh, man. But can't wait.
Yeah, can't wait. Let's move on. So the Bucks. It's interesting. The Bucks are actually in second place in the East. And there's a rule that since you cannot coach the All-Star game 2 years in a row, which Boston was first last year, that's going to fall down to the coach of the Bucks, which they just fired. That's kind of interesting. Maybe Adrian Griffin will come off the sidelines and coach, even though he's not really with a team.
I don't know
how that's going to really go down with Giannis. He might put Giannis. He might bench Giannis to start it. He might bench him and not play him all game.
This is so sticky. I've never seen anything like this. This is so sticky.
But Vern, if you're Adrian Griffin, you're the All-Star coach, would you bench David and Giannis in the All-Star
Hell
game
yeah.
and don't play them?
Hell yeah. Giannis, you have to play because he's a starter. But Dame ain't coming
but
in.
Take them out first minute.
Minute. When you take them out in the first rotation of substitution, their ass ain't going back in.
Don't put it back in.
Their ain't going back in. I'm already fired. If they do
that's
that,
funny.
Yo,
no,
listen, for entertainment
funny.
Value, if I'm the NBA, I'm doing it.
But this is very interesting. Now we're going to look at it. Is Doc Rivers going to really go and coach in this position that he shouldn't be coaching in? If I was Doc,
he has no choice.
He has no choice.
He's forced in it.
But think about it. Most of the coaching staff is new anyhow. It's not even the same coaching staff that was there. None of them probably
Sam Cassell. Send an assistant.
That makes sense. Send whoever was on the team during the first look. Yeah, and send them and make them make a staff. That's true.
I let them do that because Doc, you came over. You're 0-2, buddy.
That I know the man can't win a game yet. God, that's
two.
It. And they lost. Okay, I can understand the loss against Denver. Denver's a tough team.
But Portland?
Portland? Portland?
That's a no-no. That's a no-no.
After you just fired your coach, Portland?
And you're just dancing?
Yo, it looked like some people about to get traded.
Huh? So yeah. Now that dance that you guys are doing look real foolish now.
Foolish. Foo-foo. Yeah. They might get a next, yeah. They might get next a next bunks right out of the first round. That's what they might get. Cancun. That's where the Cancun dance, guy. 1, 2, 3, Cancun. Watch, Bird. I tell you, that's what's happening. That's what's coming.
That's going to be the new dance, yo.
That's what's coming.
I mean.
So next topic, what do you want to talk about?
Oh, what I want to talk about is this insanely ridiculous stat with Wembanyama. I think we're going to be talking about ridiculous stats and Wembanyama for quite some time.
He's
going to
be breaking enough stuff. He's going to be mashing up enough things.
I just saw Wembanyama a stat over 42 games. The man has 133 blocks.
Wow.
47 steals.
Wow.
Right? That's 40. Wow. That's 42 as games. Now, his countryman, Rudy.
Gobert.
His year when he won the defensive player of the year. He won defensive player of the year in 2018. For the season, he had 129 blocks and 44 steals. So, for the duration of the season.
So Victor, he's up. I'm going to call him VW. He's up for the defensive player of the year award. You think so? Yeah, right. Yep. They haven't been talking about him.
That's the numbers that won it in 2018. And this man is over 42 games. He still has another
That's crazy.
40 games to go.
It's crazy. Honestly, interesting you talking about that. Yo, OG might be up for that award this year. After being able to go to the New York Knicks and changing up and having like the plus minuses he's having, like it's crazy. It's crazy.
OG is the reason
it's crazy
why the Knicks went on this crazy winning streak.
Yeah. That's interesting, man. They gave up some assets and it's like, yo, OG, that plug-in just seemed like, yo.
That's the right plug-in. That's what they needed, right? Mm. Because they already have Brunson, they already have Randall who takes the paint. They don't need RJ who's gonna want to jump in the paint all the time.
Yep.
OG will go there, but he's gonna open up the three and then he's more
strict to lock down on the D.
Yeah, and his role is real defined. Because in Toronto, he wanted to be the man, take all type of shots. No, this is your role. I need you 3 and D. Go lock down. Mm. Yeah, he might be in there this year.
Yeah,
he's in there this year.
It's interesting.
He's at least first team all defense.
He's that's killing in New York right now.
Yeah,
happy to see that though.
Happy to see that.
Let's talk about the Boston Celtics.
Oh.
Man,
oh my goodness.
They've been balling out like crazy early in the year, but they've been taking some losses that have been very interesting. I don't know.
Listen, I think when you only lose like 11 games, 10 games, sometimes it's easy for you to take your foot off the gas. Maybe, but there's no way you should have lost that game to a Lakers squad that had no AD and no LeBron James.
And they've been playing horrible. They've been losing to Houston. They lost to Atlanta. They've been getting boxed up.
That's L spawn L's packing up.
It's like the Lakers know when it's a big game, they step up. Like when they play better with the better team than they do with the teams that should get
The better question is, Puff, it's not whether Boston is playing salt. The better question is, why the hell you guys can't play like this Lakers LeBron and them man's in there?
I know. And then this week we're hearing about trade rumors about they're going to trade LeBron, and LeBron's asking for a trade out. LeBron's never getting traded, yo. LeBron's never getting traded.
It's the Rich Paul came out and said that's foolishness.
It's foolishness because look at this. Even if your team is not winning, once you have LeBron on that team, your team is making what? Money. Your team is doing what? Selling seats. No matter if their team is good or not, once LeBron's on that team, from a business standpoint, it don't make no sense trading LeBron.
No sense. Well, what do you gain? Because if I'm a team training for LeBron, you're trading your whole squad.
Yeah, basically.
And your coach and your GM. Like, you can't afford that trade. Yeah. I'm not making that trade.
And then you look at it now, most teams can't even afford to pay LeBron. LeBron, you know what his next contract is? Right? Now he has an option for $52 million. In the year he's turning 40 years old. That's madness.
Crazy. And you can't say, the only thing you could question is the length of it. right? How many years of it?
No,
you can't talk about his production.
He only has one more year, but he doesn't sign long contracts.
No, he doesn't sign that. Yeah,
so I think he has one opt-in year next year. And then if Bron's son gets traded or drafted, they can say, "Nah, I'm gone. I'm gonna go here." LeBron's smart as hell when he knows the contract. I don't see any other player move like how LeBron moves. LeBron knows exactly how long his contracts need to be, when the options in and out to get out. I don't see any other player.
I believe the last long contract LeBron signed was when he was in Miami.
The 4 years. I think it was only 4 years too.
4 years.
Yeah, because he left. He could sign 4.
And every other year.
It was an opt out in the.
Yeah.
No, 4 years. It was 4 years.
4 years.
Yeah.
And when he got to Cleveland,
it was like He ushered in the one plus one.
Yeah, I'm going to sign a 1 year guarantee, and the second year is an option.
Yeah, because the thing is, he knows he's so nice. Depending on how I'm doing, you know, even if I mash up, I could just opt in, take a year off.
Exactly. A year off, and then do your joint. So.
Interesting.
Yeah,
but, so,
yeah man. Lakers, man. I don't know. You got to fix up.
Maybe the playoffs. What it is, the playoffs just need to start. And it seems like the Lakers are going to start. As soon as there's something to play for, like an in-season, they need a second in-season tournament.
You saw the side-eye LeBron game. What's his name, boy? Ham? When he's on the bench, is that,
out of all the coaches that should be fired, Ham is probably up on the list more than Adrian Griffin. But I tell you, there's some stories that are going to come out what happened with Adrian Griffin and Giannis or Giannis's brother.
There is.
Yeah. There's something.
See, what else? Do we miss anything exciting? You know what I mean? The Pistons keep losing.
They'll still beat the Raptors.
Yo, Shea is really making a push towards MVP. I love that team,
that
man.
That man's killing it.
I love that team.
That team is very exciting.
I love that team. Oh, one thing I want to end this off of, right? Because I've been seeing some really good matchup with the young man them. You know what I mean? Victor and Chet. Ant-Man and Shea, right? Who do you think is going to be that next budding rivalry that we pay attention to?
Well, it's going to be it's hard to say because Chet, I don't know if he's going to be as big of a star playing a backup role than a VW. But
he's like the third option on the squad.
Right, but Victor's number one.
I can see him move to second.
Really a battle?
Hey, Tim Duncan, KG.
Yeah, we'll see. Well,
Chet is going to average
Tim Duncan, KG.
20.
They're both like number one on their squads.
Yeah, but Chet's going to average 20 for his career.
What I'm just saying right now, Victor has a star power. Nobody really, Chet's behind Shea, kind of like.
But as NBA fans, though, watching that, I'm not talking about the marketability. Right?
But I don't know if there'll be really any like battle. But I just see Anthony Edwards is coming. You see that man coming to take him and Shea?
I like that.
They're balling out of control. Oh, yeah. I think that would probably be it right now. Their man are already talking in the post game.
Hey,
talking about my post game.
Luca and Devin Booker. Don't like each other.
Devin Booker there's a lot of men Devin Booker don't like. Did you see him do the celebration in Miles Bridges?
Mikal
Bridges, and the man was vexed. Like, yeah, go ahead. We used to play on the same team.
But Luca always punks him. So that looks like a bunny one. But I see a few, man. I gotta go look at some other ones. But those are the ones that really stick out to me. Like, whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right,
NBA.
So no long talking.
That's a wrap for another episode.
It's a wrap. Vern is on another planet right now with his ganja. He keep on forgetting what's going on in the NBA.
Don't forget to do what it do. You got to like, subscribe, turn on your notifications so you know when we drop Puff and Vern. Drop that!
Once again. Once again. Puff.
And Vern.
Vern.
Until next time, stay safe. Peace.
Doses.